Let me ask you this. Have you ever had the best intentions to go after a goal that you really wanted to achieve, only to let yourself down? Maybe you neglected your goal because life got busy and you got caught up in the daily grind, or maybe reaching that goal was harder than you imagined, so you gave up along the way. Or maybe you felt a lack of motivation, a lack of support from your surroundings, or a lack of trust. Trust that you actually had it in you to make it happen. It's super easy to feel like a failure when you promised yourself you would do something and then you didn't. It's easy to blame yourself for giving up because it didn't go according to plan. And it sure is easy to get angry with yourself for not following through. The truth, it happens to all of us, especially when the new year is knocking on the door and we are deciding on our new year's resolutions. Even if you truly desire to accomplish this goal that you have in mind, it often ends up not happening. Why? Why is that? Is it because we humans are lazy? Is it because we set unrealistic goals? Well, in some cases it is, but for the most part, it's really because you never actually learn how to set goals and achieve them. I mean, think about it. Have anyone in your life ever taught you how to set goals properly? Have anyone ever said, "Let me tell you how the mind works around goal setting," so that you can prepare yourself and make sure that you reach your goal successfully? My guess is that no one did that for you. So how can you put the pressure on yourself to be the perfect goal-setting ninja if you don't know what you need to be aware of? It's kind of like driving a car without knowing how to find your way to your destination. You know how to drive the car, you know where you want to go, but you don't know how to get there. So you are just driving around the best you can without a roadmap, without a GPS, trying to guess your way to your desired destination. Maybe you get there with a lot of dedication and a lot of luck, but in most cases, you'll probably end up frustrated and confused. So you pull the car over to the side and you simply give up and go back to your starting point. We simply can't be perfect achievers all the time. But what we can do is to take responsibility for learning how our mind works psychologically around goal setting. Knowing your mind well is your best compass for moving in the direction of your dream life. The more flexible your mindset, the faster you'll succeed. It's not about how motivated you are, and it's not about how much or how little self-discipline you have. Your goal is not going to happen if you have the wrong mindset or if your goal is not meaningful to you. So if you're listening now feeling that you need to shift things around in your life so that you can design a path that leads to your desired life, then the following goal-setting framework that I will talk about today will be super helpful to you. So let's get started. Step number one, let go of the past and forgive yourself. I know this sounds like a big thing, but really it doesn't have to be. All it takes is you making a decision to let go of the past and forgive yourself. You decide whether to hold on or to let go. The more you beat yourself up about the goals that you did not reach, the more difficult it will be for you to make the changes you want in your life. And that's why it's so important to let go of the past and forgive yourself. Because being hard on yourself will keep you stuck in a negative spiral, making it extremely difficult for you to create new positive changes. So take some time to think about last year. In what areas of your life did you not live up to your own expectations? What negative experiences are you holding on to? What are you blaming yourself for? What goals did you not accomplish? What are you beating yourself up about? So let's take one example. Let's say you made a goal last year to rock your Instagram. Let's say your goal was to post daily and really grow your following. But looking back now, you only posted continually for a few weeks and then you gave up and you fell back into your old ways of doing things. And ever since you've been beating yourself up about it. I'm so bad at growing my Instagram. I'm never following through with anything. Who am I to think that I can grow my Instagram when there are so many other great Instagrammers out there? What's the point? I'm not even good at taking pictures. So instead of spending time sticking to your goal and growing your Instagram, you ended up spending more time criticizing yourself. And it drained you from all motivation and desire to stay on track. You see, the key to effective goal setting is to stop holding on to all the self-critique once and for all, and instead aim to focus on the lessons you learn from those setbacks. In a way, you can say that you need to look at it from a neutral position. Instead of criticizing yourself, you look at it from a non-judgmental position and you ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? Understand that everything that occurred last year was simply a result. Don't get caught up in labeling it as failures. Here are some questions that you can ask yourself. What are you not happy with in your life right now? This could be personal, professional, or spiritual. What are you not happy with in your life right now? What self-blame or self-critique do you torture yourself with? What are you constantly repeating to yourself? What kind of self-blame or self-critique are you holding on to? And how is that working for you? What regrets from the past do you hold on to that keeps you stuck in your current life? Identify what you need to let go of and what you need to forgive yourself for. Don't be afraid to ask yourself these hard questions, because these hard questions will only help you grow. And remember, your past results are just feedback. So learn from this feedback and commit to tackling things differently from now on. Tackle yourself with self-compassion and non-judgmental kindness, because the actions that made you not reach your goals last year will not be the same actions that you take this year, all right? You decide to forgive yourself and then you open up to new approaches. You see, there really are only two things that can stop you from reaching your goal: not learning from the past and beating yourself up about the past. So don't stop reaching for your goals when something goes wrong. You just make a stop, forgive yourself, readjust, and put yourself back on track with a lot of forgiveness and self-compassion. I promise you, if you bring forgiveness and self-compassion to yourself, you will have a much better confidence, a much better relationship with yourself, and you will reach your goals much faster. If we don't forgive ourselves and let go of the past, then we allow the past to shape our future. We drag the past into the future and then it pops up in unhealthy ways. And pulling the worst of the past into the best of the future is a sure way to fail your goals. So now that you have decided to let go of the past and forgive yourself, at least I hope you will, it's time to move on to step number two. And this next step is super crucial. And if you should just take one thing from this training, I hope it will be this one. And it's all about committing to setting smaller goals. So step number two is commit to setting smaller goals. One of the biggest mistakes we humans do when it comes to goal setting is that, first of all, we set goals that are way, way, way too big, which makes them super overwhelming. And second, we forget or neglect to build a solid plan how to achieve it. So let's say you decide to lose 20 pounds. And you don't create a system to follow, so you just wiggle it. You know what I mean? You just go minute by minute or hour by hour and you wiggle it. And after a few days or weeks of trying to figure out what to eat and negotiating with yourself when and if to exercise, it's getting too hard to convince yourself to stick to this goal. Or maybe you decide to start a business, but after setting up a website and an Instagram account, you realize that you don't really get any responses. So you become confused and maybe fearful and overwhelmed. And this causes pain. And too much pain and frustration will make you give up on your goal. Or maybe you decide to run a marathon. But when you go out and on your first run and you realize that you cannot run around the block without losing your breath, your excuses for not running are drowning your motivation faster than you can say New Year's resolutions sucks. So don't get me wrong, I'm all for big goals. And I believe you should set goals so big that it scares you. So that's not what I mean by this. The key is to divide your big goals into smaller goals and then take steps so small that you don't get overwhelmed. Small is truly the magic word here. Instead of setting a goal to lose 20 pounds, you start by asking yourself, what is the smallest step I can take daily to lose weight? And then how can I make a plan to make sure that I take that action daily? So maybe instead of losing weight, your goal becomes eating a healthy breakfast daily. And your plan is that every Sunday you prepare 7 healthy breakfast meals so that you don't have to negotiate with yourself every morning about what to eat. And instead of putting pressure on yourself to grow your Instagram with a daily photo along with a clever caption, you post 1 really great photo a week. When you take the pressure off yourself and make it easy, fun, and doable, it becomes super motivating. And it's suddenly much easier to stick to a plan and a new routine that gives results. Most people overestimate what they can do in a month and underestimate what they can do in a year. Think small steps. Steps so small that you can easily do it without getting stressed or overwhelmed. Instead of going for massive action in a short amount of time, you move forward 1 small step at a time. It's all about creating momentum and staying consistent. And it's okay to take small steps. It's okay. It doesn't make you lazy or doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you a realistic and clever person. If you consistently invest in your goal with small daily actions, you will be amazed at how much you can do. And if you consistently neglect your goal, you will not make it. And that leads me to step number 3. Stop relying on motivation. Perhaps the most important point to ensure you make this year your best year is to hold yourself accountable. And the secret to holding yourself accountable is to have a system. What gets planned gets done, and what gets measured gets improved. Not having a system, not planning, will hold you back more than you think. How many times have you known exactly what to do, and you've even wanted to do it, but you just, well, didn't? Listen, I've done it too. We all have. We have all had an idea or a goal or a dream, and we just kept on putting it off, and we didn't follow through. And the problem is, in so many cases that taking action and following through is the one thing that separates people who reach their goals from those who don't. So let me give you a secret. The answer isn't more motivation. It's not about motivation. Instead, it's about having a system for making sure that you stay focused and take action so you can get what you really want step by step. Successful goal setters, they don't have to be motivated before they start something. They know if they rely on motivation and self-discipline, it will be like a car running out of gas at some point. Because what happens when you run out of motivation and your self-discipline dries out? You start to feel resistant. You start to feel resistant to the things that you know you need to do to accomplish your goal. New goals require new actions, and new actions typically require new skills. And let's be honest here, even if your goal is super amazing, you will most likely have to go through some not so nice steps to get there. Am I right? For example, if you want to travel the world, you might have to work really hard for several months to save money enough. And if you wish to start your own business, you have to learn a lot of new things, like setting up a website, writing newsletters, doing taxes, how to sell and brand yourself. As wonderful as your dream or goal is, just as hard can it be to go through the steps that lay before it. And that's why you cannot rely on motivation alone. You need a system. And when you've been on your journey towards your goal for a while, resistance and pain starts to appear, testing you. Is this really what you want? Really? Are you sure? That's how the mind is testing you. It starts to question what you're doing. When resistance and pain catch up on us, on our way to our goal, it doesn't feel good. And that's when we truly fail ourselves. When we come up with resistance to take action on what we have planned, we might tell ourselves that, I'm not so motivated today, and we believe that we need to be motivated to complete our goal, but it's not true. Don't make decisions based on how you feel in a moment of resistance. Make them based on what results you are after. In other words, you need to embrace being uncomfortable. Yep, I know it's hard. But you need to embrace being uncomfortable. You need to embrace doubt and you need to embrace resistance. Because I can guarantee you that it will be part of your journey. And that's why people often quit. Got to embrace being uncomfortable with all the steps that it takes to get to your goal. And that's why it's super important to put effort into creating a system that works for you, a system that supports you. If you think of your daily goal setting grind as cutting down a tree, then your system represents taking a moment to sharpen the saw. So let's move on to step number 4, which is, of course, developing a system. So what is a system really? A system consists of smaller action steps, a series of preparations that you do to make sure you get things done. A system is something that you do on a regular basis that helps you stick to your plan and stay on track in the long run. If you do something every day to support your bigger goal, it's a system. For example, if your goal is to lose weight, you know you have to do 2 things, exercise and eat healthy food. So the question is, how can you help yourself and support yourself to make sure that you do that? That's going to be your system. So if I want to make it easier for myself to go to the gym in the morning, I make sure to have my workout clothes put out before I go to bed, so I don't have to spend time in the morning looking for it. Because you see, if I start to look for my workout clothes in the morning and I really can't find it, and I have to look in the washing room, and I have to look in the bathroom, and I have to look in the closet to see where is it. I need several pieces and they are spread all over. So where are they? All that time that I spent collecting my workout clothes, that time will give my mind time to questioning and start negotiating with me whether or not going to the gym is actually a good idea. So that's what I'm avoiding. I'm avoiding to get to that point where I start to negotiate with myself. So that's why preparations and a system is super important. And I make sure, for example, that my gym bag is packed and placed by the front door so I can just grab it when I go. I don't have to spend time packing it when I'm tired in the morning. And maybe I even get a friend to pick me up so I don't have to drive to the gym myself. All of these things are done to avoid me getting into a dialogue with myself to discuss whether or not I really should go to the gym. Because believe me, I really want to avoid it. So I don't want to give myself space to have this talk with myself, this dialogue with myself. The system is all about preventing that you start to negotiate with yourself. Because let's be honest, your mind will try to talk you out of reaching your goals. Because most goals worth achieving takes time and effort. So a system makes your goal real. It's super concrete and it gets you moving, which is important. When you put your system into action, you will be very likely to reach your goal because you have a map to get there. The system is all you have to worry about to achieve your goal. When I created my first online photography course almost 10 years ago, my kids were small. They were little kids. And I was working full-time during the day. I knew I wanted to create an online course, but my time was very limited as a mom and as a business owner. And I didn't want to spend more time away from my kids to pursue a new career goal. And I also knew that starting a new business would take a lot of time and effort. So to reach my goal, I started to get up 2 hours earlier in the morning. So instead of getting up at 7 like I normally did, I would get up at 5 o'clock. Getting up early to write the lessons for my course became the most critical part of my system. I placed the computer on a table just right next to my bed, and every morning I would roll out of bed and onto the chair in front of the computer every single morning, even when I didn't feel like it. Those 2 hours became 60 hours a month and 180 hours in 3 months that I could invest in building my new dream business. Every day was a small step, but it felt good because my system worked and I could still keep my day job and be the mom I wanted to be. So let me ask you this. What goal do you currently have that you could replace with a daily system? What system can you develop so you can move towards your goal step by step without feeling overwhelmed? What are the daily action steps you need to develop to support each step towards your big goal? What system can you start this week? Think small steps. Small steps that are easy to follow through with. So that's it. I hope you have had a few good insights and some aha moments, and that you will be much better prepared to tackle your future goals. No matter what your dream goal is, you truly deserve to give yourself full support and encouragement. So let go of the past, forgive yourself, and stop relying on pure motivation and self-discipline. Set smaller goals that you can accomplish without overwhelm, and create a non-negotiable system easy to follow. I know you can do this. You got this. You can do this. And if you're looking for a roadmap to launch or boost your business and make 2019 the year your creative business turns from passion to empire, I will recommend my program, Optimize Your Creative Life. Optimize Your Creative Life is a 6-month journey for creative women ready to design a heart-driven business and a fabulous lifestyle. I'm going to guide you step by step and teach you everything it takes to leverage your creative skills into a thriving business. And it all starts in January. So you can check it out on my website. I would love for you to join, and I will see you there.